the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
We want to talk about the rudest waiter that you've ever had off the back of a French bloke who was fired in British Columbia, and he went to the Human Rights Tribunal and said, you can't fire me because it's just a French thing that sometimes we can come across as rude. Well, okay. We've got Christy in Bateman. Tell us about your rude waiter.
Oh, it was crazy. It wasn't actually a waiter. It was a chef in a restaurant with an open kitchen. And we sent back some buffalo wings with raw chicken, you know, on the side.
Yeah.
And we observed the waiter just going mental in some foreign language. And then he smashed the plate in the kitchen and pieces of ceramic have flown out of the kitchen and just like narrowly missed my kid's head.
Oh my God.
That was a pretty crazy day out.
Wow.
That is unreal. And so what did you do at that point? Did you guys just, because I would leave. I'd just be like, well, I'm not hanging around for this.
We actually did. We felt a bit bad because we had some other table at the our food at the table that we were actually consuming.
Right.
And so the poor waitress, she just looked like, you know, deer in headlights.
Yeah.
Poor thing. And so we sort of cut her a deal. We just thought, look, we'll just slip you 20.
Yep.
And we'll just leave. And how about you don't say anything
over
the week?
We'll just back quietly out of the restaurant.
We went home and did it.
Yeah. Well, you can't have raw chicken.
Yeah. Thanks, Christy.
See ya.
No worries.
All right, Nona in Lakelands, tell us about the rudest waiter you've ever had.
Okay, so a few years ago now, when I first started travelling, we were in a Japanese restaurant in Hawaii, and we didn't really know too much about the tipping system, so we were sort of sitting there going about sort of organising the bill, and the waitress was banging on the table going, you leave your tip here, you leave your tip here,
ooh,
like yelling at us.
Yeah.
And we sort of looked at each other, and my girlfriend, who I was travelling with, she goes, rightio, I'll give you a tip, but you're so rude to your customers. And we left, and we were like looking at each other going, no way. We couldn't believe it had happened. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's astounding. It's absolutely astounding. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Diana in Ardross, last one here. Rudest waiter you've ever had?
Rudest waiter. We went to a lovely restaurant in London on Tower Bridge called Le Pont de Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds exotic.
Sounds
posh. It's gorgeous, right on the Thames, yeah. So we ordered our, you know, a steak, medium, all of that. Mm. And I said, oh, and I'll have a side of fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I do carry a few extra pounds. And the waiter looked at me and he said, no, you won't. You'll have the spinach.
He did not.
He did so.
Oh, my
now, okay,
God.
Are you sure you haven't got this wrong? And he was just thinking to himself, I think you would prefer the spinach rather than the fries.
He might have meant to think it, but he vocalised it.
Oh, wow. Gee whiz.
I hope you had your steak and chips and enjoyed them.
Yeah.
No. He wouldn't let anybody at the table have chips.
Are you serious? He actually wouldn't let you.
Yep.
Bloody point of having chips on the menu.
Yeah, precisely. You know,
wow.
So, I think one of our other guests was allowed some mashed potato.
But some skinny
he was like, no chips for you tonight.
Wow.
Oh, Diana, that is insane. Thank you so much. Thanks for the story.
No worries.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Easter long weekend is ahead of us, and time now to catch up with our man about food about town and the editor of the Good Food Guide at the West Australian, Mr. Rob Brotfield.
Wow, that's an intro, isn't it?
That is an intro.
Fantastic.
Well, it is a long, long weekend.
It's a great long weekend. A lot of people are taking tomorrow off too, Thursday, but but certainly Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, everyone's
Easter
having a ball.
Thursday.
And it is a kind of a foodie thing, isn't it, Easter?
Well, it is.
It's not like Easter. Not like Christmas, rather, which is just full on. But people love to eat and feast. I reckon Easter's like, it's like Christmas without the grumpy uncle in the corner or the blue with your in-laws. So it's a really lovely family time.
It's easier.
For us, Easter's always been a little bit special because of the seafood businesses.
Mm.
It's always been a family affair because Good Friday, everybody eats fish.
Yes.
So the entire week leading up to Good Friday and then Easter Sunday is just, you're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The whole family comes together. So it's a lot about seafood, I guess. But what about some of the other things? We're thinking, because it's traditionally for Greek Orthodox, it's a massive time, and
correct.
You know, you hear about the desserts and the traditional fare. Where can you go and get a bit of that around here?
the tip would be is to follow the Greeks, literally. They take it very seriously, the Orthodox Church, about, you know, when you eat and when, what you eat and when you do it. So Sunday is the day, you know, a very somber day on Friday, and Saturday is kind of the in-between day. But they hold off until they go big on the Sunday, and it's usually symbolically...
Opa!
Again. It's traditionally lamb or goat. But, of course, the great thing is you can cook at home too.
Mm.
You know, you talk about slow roasting or slow braising a piece of lamb or a piece of goat. It's so easy to do at home. You don't need to be a chef or anything. If you've got a crock potty thing, you know, those slow cookers?
Yeah.
You can put a whole shoulder of lamb in that, put it on at, you know, 4 a.m. or even the night before, actually, because you have to get up at 4. And then by lunchtime on the Sunday, it's ready to roll.
Oh, my mouth's
and
watering.
Nothing is better. You know, lemon zest, rosemary, a lot of salt, pepper, that sort of stuff. Put it in the slow cooker, leave it be, and wow. Oh, and white wine.
White wine.
White wine. Or as I say in Claremont, white wine.
White wine. Bit of chocolate. Doesn't go astray, obviously, this time of year.
Yes,
obviously.
No, it doesn't. And I'm not a huge chocolate eater, but boy, the supermarkets go large on it.
Mm. They do.
And might I add, I got an email today from the RSPCA. They always send me sort of updates and stuff related to food. And they reiterated that thing, do not on Easter Sunday give or allow the dog to eat chocolate. Mm. One bite might kill your dog.
Hey, Easter Bunny, where do you get a good feed of rabbit?
All the good markets like the Boat Shed and some of those other markets have the Baldivis product. Baldivis rabbit is the best rabbit in Western Australia in terms of it's grown properly, it's free range. And they multiply. So
yes.
It's a great business model, isn't it?
Yes.
and if you can get a hold of one of those, fantastic. And get the butcher to chop it up for you. You don't want to be dismembering a rabbit on Easter Sunday.
My nonna used
to.
In front of us kids. Yeah. It was never a, she'd go out, she'd grab a chicken.
It had been your pet until the day before.
Pretty much. We'd one of the chicken pets would disappear, one of the rabbit pets would disappear.
So your nonna watched Bambi and thought dinner, right?
Oh, she was this is a what do you do with it? I like this a movie. Rob, what a pleasure, mate. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, you guys. Yeah, have fun.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.